Gun stores across the area are seeing a spike in business as people are buying up ammunition and firearms. We want to show you the Northwest Armory Tigard location today. One customer we spoke to said he was in line for an hour just before he got inside the store.
Step aside social distancing. People are flocking to gun stores and sales are soaring to record levels. Today, Coin6 digital reporter Hannah Ray Lambert and I dive into the numbers. And she explains why the process to license hundreds of those buyers has been put on hold. I'm Ian Costello. It is Wednesday, April 8th, and this is the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Good morning, Hannah Ray. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Ian?
Doing pretty well. So we're going to talk about guns and gun sales. Hannah Ray, you're not reporting that the coronavirus pandemic is causing a surge in gun sales, but that there is some correlation there. Sales in Oregon went up as the pandemic worsened.
So, of course, correlation does not equal causation, but we can see from the numbers that gun sales increased massively in March. It's probably impossible to track down everyone who purchased a gun last month and be like, hey, did you buy that because of COVID-19? But I think using the context of what was going on in the world at that time, and anecdotally what we've been hearing from some gun buyers who say that, yeah, they did go out and get more guns or ammo in case the COVID situation gets to the point where they can't buy that anymore. I think we can look at that and kind of use those context clues.
And we're just talking about legally sold guns to background checked buyers here. We can't really say how many guns changed hands illegally since the pandemic worsened.
Right. That would be pretty much impossible as well. So the numbers we have are from the Firearms Instant Check System, which is what you have to pass to legally buy or transfer a gun.
So in your reporting, you've crunched some numbers. What can you tell me about how many guns were sold legally in Oregon in March of 2020?
So this past March, about 51,000 gun transactions were approved. A couple hundred were not allowed to go through for whatever reason, either some sort of criminal background red flag or a mental health issue that was flagged by the system. But about 51,000 transactions were allowed to go through.
How does that compare to last month?
So February had fewer than 29,000. So that's a pretty big difference right there.
I mean, that's roughly a two-thirds increase month to month.
Right.
How does March of 2020 compare to March of 2019 in terms of legally sold firearms?
So March 2020, 51,000. March of 2019 had just under 31,000. So that's, again, a 20,000 difference in gun transfers.
Hannah Ray, Oregon law requires concealed weapons to be licensed. Who controls those firearm licenses in the state?
So in Oregon, it's the county sheriff's offices that are responsible for handling concealed handgun licenses. Generally, you have to prove that you passed a safety course in order to get your license.
Traditionally, what would happen to someone who gets caught with a concealed weapon but without a license?
If you get caught carrying a concealed weapon without a license, that's a Class A misdemeanor, and that carries the possibility of a $6,250 fine and up to a year in jail. It's treated like unlawful possession of a firearm, basically.
In the course of your reporting over the last couple of days, Hannah Ray, you talked to a man by the name of Jason Myers.
Yes, Jason Myers, he's the former sheriff of Marion County. Now he's the executive director for an organization called the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, which is a nonprofit that represents Oregon's 36 sheriffs.
You and I have already talked about the gun sales numbers going up in the state of Oregon. What did Mr. Myers tell you about why there might not be a similar increase in concealed firearms licenses?
It's very likely that we will not see any spike in new concealed firearms licenses until after the COVID response is over. In fact, it seems likely that new concealed handgun licenses will drop off, basically, because all new licenses require a face-to-face transaction. You have to go in and get fingerprinted and get your identification picture taken. With the stay-at-home order and social distancing rules, that is impossible right now.
In terms of licensing enforcement and getting licensing, what did Jason Myers tell you the Oregon State Sheriff's Association is encouraging counties to do?
When this is all kind of starting, he told me that the Oregon State Sheriff's Association had their lobbying arm reach out to legislators to see if they would put something in to automatically extend concealed handgun licenses if they were set to expire while all of these closures are going on. As you know, the legislature has not convened their special session yet. So in the meantime, he sent a letter to all of their law enforcement partners, local police, state police, and the Oregon District Attorney's Association as well. They're asking law enforcement to, quote, use their discretion if they find someone whose CHL has expired between March and June of 2020. Basically, if that's the only thing that they're in violation of, maybe not giving them a huge fine or taking them to jail, because while some counties have made it possible to renew your license online or by mail, some of them don't have that capability, or some people might not be able to renew it without going into their sheriff's office. And he compared it sort of to driver's licenses. Right now, DMVs are closed. So he said that deputies and police aren't necessarily going to be hauling you off to jail if you have an expired driver's license, because they know there's nothing you can do about it because you can't go into the DMV and renew that. A lot of our county sheriff's offices are on board. I specifically talked with Clackamas County, who said they're not going to take enforcement if someone's CHL expires due to the closures. Meanwhile, Multnomah County, though, they're basically telling people, you got to renew it or don't carry it concealed. It's that simple.
Well, that's the other option there. If you don't have a valid license, don't carry the weapon.
It's definitely a county by county thing. And if someone's CHL is set to expire during the closures, I would encourage them to reach out to their county sheriff's office or local police and be like, hey, are you enforcing expired handgun licenses, or are you going to be more relaxed like the Oregon State Sheriff's Association is asking? Because while I would say the majority of law enforcement is kind of unified on this, it's by no means all of the law enforcement agencies.
So obviously that conversation is about those people who have licenses that have either lapsed, licenses that have expired. When you were talking to Jason Myers, did he express any concern about first-time licenses? In other words, is there any reason to worry that there might be somebody out there carrying a concealed firearm that shouldn't be?
Say a lot of concern. Obviously, a lot of people in Oregon do get concealed handgun licenses. In just Multnomah County, north of 200 concealed handgun licenses would be issued in a typical month. Multiply that by March, April, May, June, however long this goes on, that's almost 1,000 people in Multnomah County who would have been getting new concealed handgun licenses who won't be able to during this. Myers's advice for people who want to get one but can't because of the closures is just be patient, wait it out, don't carry concealed when you're not legally allowed to, obviously. And he did say that there will likely be a backlog of new applications when this is all over, so it might take longer than normal for people to receive their licenses once the sheriff's offices reopen to the public.
Hannah Ray Lambert, thanks for spending some time with me this morning.
Stay safe out there, everyone, and be nice to each other.
Also today, public school students in Oregon won't be returning to their schools this year. Governor Kate Brown officially closed all of the buildings for the remainder of the school year. Washington Governor Jay Inslee made a similar announcement regarding schools in his state earlier this week. Thank you for listening to the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic. Stay safe, stay home if you can, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.